Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. The title of the message tonight is Diligently Seeking. Diligently Seeking. In tonight's verse, Solomon is talking about the man who diligently seeks good. Look here what the Bible says. He that diligently seeketh good. Now, once again, we come across that fine word that we read about in the book of Genesis, the fine word that we studied about over the past week or two here in this church. And it's the word that describes what the world was like before sin entered into the world. We've never known it. We've never seen it. We have only read about it. And I can only imagine how wonderful that must have been. A time when the heaven and the earth were pristine, uncontaminated by the sin of man. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 31a, the first part of it, the Bible says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." And literally, in Hebrew, and you'll remember this word, I'm sure, it was very tov. Y'all remember that word us learning about the other night or the other day? We are learning tonight about the man that diligently seeks tov, that seeks things to be the way God designed them to be before sin entered in. If you can think about the earth before sin entered into the earth, before man fell, before they realized they were naked, before they were afraid of God, before there was a curse that ever touched our untainted ground, that's tov. If you can think about the Garden of Eden, that's tov. Tov's what I want. Tov's what Jesus is going to bring back to this world again. God created everything by His Word, and God said, let there be this, let there be that. So God created everything by His Word, and since everything He made by His Word was tov, then God's Word itself is tov. God is tov. Thus, we should diligently seek everything in our lives to be as God's Word says it should be. We should be as tov as we possibly can. The word shakar is another word we want to look at tonight. Because the Bible says, if you'll look back in your text, he that diligently seeketh good, that word diligently, or it's actually the words diligently seeketh is actually one Hebrew word that's made into two English words. But it's the word shakar. Shakar. And shakar means to dawn like the sun. To dawn like the sun. I get to see the sunrise every morning on my way to work. And that's shakar, to dawn like the sun. Well, guess what old Brother Richard does when he gets up? He's shakar. He's up with the sun, up before the sun actually, but definitely up with the sun. And so to diligently seek, to shakar, is to get up early so you can eagerly complete a task. Diligently seek is to get up early so you can eagerly complete a task. Here's a kingdom truth for you tonight. We should do what is good as soon as we know what is good. We should do what is good as soon as we know what is good. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26b, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So Shakar is to rise like the sun. But here in Ephesians it says, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. In other words, get your angry attitude fixed before the sun goes down. Should never go to bed angry. Get it fixed. Get it settled. Don't go to bed angry. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. To do so is a sin. It's a sin against God. But our verse here tonight gives us another perspective, and it's not letting the sun go down upon your wrath, but don't let it come up upon your evil. Don't let it come up upon your evil at all. Put your life in order for God before the sun comes up. Whoever diligently seeks the will of God, whoever rises early like the sun to make sure that they're seeking Tob, that they're seeking things the way God wants them to be in their lives. The Bible says, look back in your text now, procureth favor. Procureth favor. Now, I want you to notice the connection here between the word seek and procure. Seek good, and what happens? You procure favor. If you seek, if you diligently seek that which is Tob, that which is the thing that God designed it to be, you seek things to be the way God says they should be, whoever diligently seeks that, they procure favor. Good is Tob, the way God designed things to be. Favor is delight. That's what God designed us to experience. Repeat that again. Good is Tob. The way God designed things to be. Favor is delight. And that's what God designed us to experience. How many of y'all, I was in my office yesterday on the ninth floor. The ninth floor, and a mosquito comes flying right across my face. And I'm thinking, how did he get up here and why? We figured out maybe the mosquito landed on somebody. Maybe was getting a good drink off that person. They get on the elevator. I don't know. But somehow they get up on the ninth floor. But how many of y'all are delighted with mosquitoes and roaches? Just delighted. Tammy? No. How many of you get a blessing out of every customer service representative you speak to? I love it when they say, I understand your concern, Richard. When they say, Richard, I know it's not going to go well. Because they're from another country and they have a name that is Americanized, and I'm not going to get the help I need. It's frustrating. It's stressful. How many of y'all delight yourself in every law in the books and every person in charge of government? No. When God created everything, Tob. When God created everything, Tob, in the book of Genesis, everything in this world was delightful to man. Everything. Even the mosquitoes. Even the snakes. There wasn't a single thing in this world that was not an absolute delight to man. Everything is delightful when it's the way God designed it to be. And everything is harmful when it's not. Everything is delightful when it's the way God designed it to be, and everything is harmful when it's not. That's why when God says, do this, but don't do that, He's trying to give you delight and not harm. You may think you're having a good time straying from God's word, but you'll suffer for it in the end. Guaranteed you'll suffer for it in the end. I've talked to a lot of dying people as a pastor, a lot of dying people, and I've never met a person at the end of their life who regretted obeying God's word. Not one time. I've talked to a lot of old people. I've talked to a lot of middle-aged people. I've talked to young people. And I have yet to meet any of them who have regretted obeying God's word. Is there anyone here who can say, in all honesty, you know, there's been a few times I wish I wouldn't have obeyed God's word. It would have turned out much better for me. Anybody? I hadn't met anyone yet. But I've met a lot of people who, when they've disregarded God's word and they've gone against that tov, against that design that God has for us, which He's communicated to us in Scripture, and they've regretted it. And those who have not regretted it will regret it. He that diligently seeks tov procures the pleasure of God that He has laid up for His people. Y'all know what procurement is, right? The Hebrew word translated procures here, not the English word, but the Hebrew word, it means to search for something in worship and prayer. To search for something in worship and prayer. In other words, when you procure it, you're procuring it through worship and prayer. Our English word procure means to obtain something through care and effort. It doesn't mean you just inherited something and, oh, look, I got a check in the mail. A mailbox check is not procurement. To procure means to obtain something through care and effort. And the care and effort that's being exercised in our text tonight that receives delight is worship and prayer. Worship and prayer. We obtain what is tov, and we delight in it when we search for it in worship. And when we search for it in prayer. How do we do that? We search for it in worship. That's acknowledging God's goodness. That's us acknowledging that God is tov, and that what He has designed is tov, is good, and is right for us. That's worship. And we search for it in prayer, and that's us petitioning God's grace. So I acknowledge the goodness of God, and I petition the grace of God. That's how I search for tov. We should seek for good with a heart that says, oh God, You do all things well. You spoke the world into existence by Your word, and You made it good. Everything You do is good, God. And I ask that Your word will dwell richly in my heart and life, that I may know and experience Your good will for me and Your delight in my heart. I want to be delighted in this world. I don't like being disappointed. I like being delighted. I don't like being disgusted. I like being delighted. We get a lot of things in this world that disgust us. Any of y'all watch any of the debate last night? Did you watch it all the way through? Did you get disgusted? I got so disgusted, I put my thumb to work. That's what I had to do. Got disgusted. There's a lot of things in this world that disgust us. You know why they disgust us? They're not tov. Or, if tov disgusts us, then we're not tov. That's why. But if we would search the will of God in every matter of our life, then we would procure God's pleasure in every matter of our life. Whoever seeks that which is good in searching for God's tob is searching for their own good. Look back in the, look at your text. Now, you don't have to turn in the slide, but look back at your text. They procure favor. They procure delight. So whoever seeks that which is good is searching for their own good, for their own delight, for their own well-being. Here's a kingdom truth. A wise person seeks to please God, and by doing so, they please themselves. A wise person seeks to please God, and by doing so, they please themselves. You seek to be a delight to God, and you know what's going to happen? You'll end up being delighted. That's what's going to happen. Look back in your text. Look back in your text now. But he that seeketh mischief, that's something completely opposite. And I absolutely love this, because what we see in the Scripture tonight, once again, we're brought back to the Garden of Eden. Because tob, or good here, which is tob in Hebrew, but the good here is the same Hebrew word for good on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the word mischief here in the Hebrew is the same word for evil on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So we have people seeking two different things. One seeking good, the other seeking evil. And there's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We just come back full circle to it. And isn't it funny? You get to the book of the Revelation, you come right back to it again. You get to eat from the tree of life. It's amazing how the Bible's so seamless. The root word from which this word comes from, this word translated mischief, it means to break something in pieces. Good, or tob, speaks of God's design. God looked at everything that He made, and it was tob. So tob speaks of God making something, God designing something. And evil, or mischief, speaks of us breaking God's design. Anytime you break God's command in His Word, those commands are put in place so we can keep God's design intact. So we can keep His intent for us, our heart, our actions. It's too late for the world until Jesus comes back. He'll put it back intact. He'll put Tob back intact. But we're living in a cursed world. But in the meantime, in our heart and in our actions, we need to live as Tob, even though we're living in evil. We need to live as good, even though we're living and dwelling in evil. And so Tob speaks of God's design. And this word mischief here, it speaks of us breaking God's design. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it allowed us to know God's creation in both ways. The making and the breaking. And that was too bad. When we break God's commandments, we're breaking His good design. And whoever seeks to break God's word, whoever seeks to do evil, look back in your text, it, that is, that evil, shall come unto him. Shall come unto him. The word come here is the same word that's translated as brought in the book of Genesis chapter 2. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, God brought the animals to Adam to see what he would name them. Remember that? When we seek to damage God's design, that damage will come to us. We must not forget that we are God's design. That's why the damage comes to us. If I seek to violate God's design, to break God's design, His will for my life, I break that design for my life. I am God's design. I was originally made in the image of God, and I should keep that design as tobe or as good as I possibly can. But when in my life, in my actions, in my thoughts, I break that design, I'm doing more damage to myself. I'm harming myself. Every time you violate God's word, you're harming yourself. Damage will come to us like the animals came to Adam. It's going to show up. Eve sought it, and the evil came to her. The damage came to her. Satan sought it, and it came to him. Eve broke God's design. That's evil. And the evil came to her. In sorrow, you'll bring forth children, and you'll also die. Satan sought to break God's design. In doing so, in breaking it, he broke himself. There's a place called the lake of fire prepared for him and those that followed him. Adam sought it, and it came to him. Every time I've gone against God's word, trouble has come to me. It may come fast or slow, but it will come. You may not recognize, you may not put the connection together, you may not realize that the trouble is the result of your disobedience. You may blame it on somebody else, but it's the result of your disobedience. It'll come. But think about it for a moment. God brought the animals to Adam, and that word brought is the same word translated, it'll come, the evil will come on him. When God brought those animals to Adam to name them, was that before or after Adam sinned? Huh? Before. That's right. It was before. So when God brought those animals to Adam, they were tobe. They were tobe. God was bringing His goodness to Adam so he could experience the amazing creatures He made. He made those creatures for man. And He put man in charge of those creatures, and now He's bringing all of these animals to Adam that He made for him, so he could name the animals just like we name our children. He's going to be able to name them and say, wow, look at this one. My wife and I were looking at this monkey the other day. Look, had the kind of has a nose like Jimmy Durante. You know, that big long nose. You got to be old enough to know Jimmy Durante. And they're the funniest looking monkeys. And I said, I bet God had a good time when he made that one. They thought, I'm going to make one that's really funny looking. But he brought them to Adam, and he was bringing delight to Adam. He was bringing good to Adam. Every animal was a delight to him, and God wants us to experience the delight of His will for us, the delight of His creation, the delight of His good design. And he brought that good design to Adam and paraded it by him. What do we learn from that? When you seek evil, it will come to you. When you seek tobe, it'll come to you as well. It'll come to you as well. Just as God will bring evil to you, he'll bring tobe to you as well. He would rather bring tobe to you than evil. John chapter 14, the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 21 through 23. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, you know what that is? Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, that's someone who's seeking tobe. because His commandments is His word. His word is Tob. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, in other words, diligently seeketh Tob, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, Tob. And my Father will love him. That's an active love. And we will come unto him. Isn't that amazing? We will come unto him and make our abode with him, meaning near him. We'll come to him. If you seek Tob, Tob's going to come to you. If you seek evil, evil's going to come to you. But if you seek the will of God, Tob's coming. Tob's coming. If you want to be close to the Lord, then all you have to do is get close to His Word. That's what He's saying here. You have my commandments, you keep them, you do them. We're going to come make our abode with you. We're going to visit with you. We're going to walk with you. We're going to be near you. We're going to remain in your presence. This is not talking about salvation here. This is just like the Jesus knocking on the door of the church in the book of the Revelation. If any man here, you know, I'm knocking on the door, I'll come in, I'll sup with you. Into the church, that is. If you want to get close to the Lord, then all you have to do is get close to His Word. When you get close to His Word, then He gets close to you. Make your abode in God's Word, and the God of the Word will make His abode with you. Or as the Bible puts it in another place, draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. That's a great deterrent to seeking evil, and a wonderful encouragement to seeking good. Father, we thank You so much for Your precious Word. Lord, the big trick of the devil is to always make us think Tob is evil, and to make us think evil is Tob. To make us think there is some flaw in the design that we need to seek another designer. But Lord, faith rejects the lie of the devil, and it acknowledges that You do all things well. And Father, tonight we acknowledge Your good. We seek, we procure through worship, through acknowledgement, and through petition. We acknowledge that You do all things well, that Your word is good. We want Your design in our life, and we petition You for it. We pray, Father, that You will help us to actively, faithfully seek, Lord, to make any corrections in our lives that are against Your word, and to daily and continually check our decisions, our thoughts, our heart against Your written word. That You, Father, will love us, Lord, in the sense of coming to us and making Your abode with us. And Father, us having drawn near to You, You draw near to us, and we live closely with You. To walk with You as Enoch, not from a distance like Peter, but Father, close like Enoch, hand in hand. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And Lord, we pray for Tob to come soon. Amen.